When the temperatures reach about 32 degrees with low humidity, ski areas begin to make their own snow. They lay a base that not only pads trails, but protects the resorts from the variables in weather. This year, ski resorts across the region have been making snow for weeks, and several were able to open in early November. Vermont Ski Areas Association President Parker Reilly reports there are a record number that have opened prior to the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and he says it's entirely due to the snowmaking arsenal across the state,
which now comes to 80% statewide snowmaking coverage. And so an entire week before Thanksgiving, never before have we seen this many resorts open. We had 9 alpine areas and 2 Nordic centers open for the first time the week before Thanksgiving. And that's pretty incredible when you think of the 2 Nordic centers, 2 of the 7 cross-country ski areas in the state that have snowmaking.
Reilly adds that snowmaking is becoming as crucial for Nordic areas as it is for the alpine resorts.
It's just as important as it is for the alpine areas in terms of the ability to open early, stay open later into the season, and be able to provide ideal conditions throughout the season. And obviously, the Nordic areas are not as vertically located as the alpine areas, so they don't often have even the natural snow accumulations that you see at the alpine areas throughout the course of the season. So for the Nordic areas to be able to have that advantage of the snowmaking power to make up for that, what is sometimes a loss for the natural conditions before we really get into the full tilt part of the winter season, it's just an enormous benefit to the Nordic areas and really ensures their long-term sustainability.
In Ripton, Vermont, the Reichert Nordic Center is operated by Middlebury College. Director Michael Hussey says they make snow on more than 5 kilometers of trails. He explains that their snowmaking system, installed a year ago, enabled them to open on the 16th.
From a revenue standpoint, it's tremendous. We've had the best November ever because it's the only November we've ever had. Thanks to the snowmaking, we're able to, you know, open our revenue centers. We're teaching lessons. We're renting skis. We've added snow bikes this year. We've rented snow bikes. We've got race teams training here and just general public out touring.
Hussey says there are more Nordic areas using snowmaking. He estimates 14 overall in New England and New York, with 8 of them in Vermont.
Nordic revenues trail considerably behind the alpine revenues. So capitalizing a system can be difficult. There really needs to be a focus on the return on investment. I mean, there is a return on investment, and you know, I think we're showing that right now in that we're opening a full month before we would normally open.
Man-made snow is being created across the region. Ski Areas of New York President Scott Brandy had been at Royal Mountain, where the snow guns had allowed the ski center to open 3 weeks ahead of schedule.
Snowmaking technology has advanced by leaps and bounds to the point now where the snow guns, the apparatus, are so energy efficient that our small ski areas can afford to make it, blanket their slopes, and get open early.
Linden State College Mountain Resort Management Program Director, Professor Sean Dahl, says snowmaking is an essential part of resort operations.
If mountains want to compete, they need to be able to produce snow.
The Nordic areas, as they start to get more and more into the snowmaking, it's a clear indicator that they understand the viability, economic viability of making snow. They understand that in order to open in the Northeast, if they want to open it early, they need to make snow. And this year is a good year for it. The conditions are phenomenal for snowmaking right now. We're going to have a slight hiccup up here in the Northeast on Wednesday, but after that, it's going to be all guns a-blazing.
Colorado is first in skier visits in the country, followed by California. Vermont is third with 4.5 million. New York, with over 50 ski areas, hosted 4 million skiers last year and ranks fourth. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.